What's happening, my debt-free millionaire zealots? This is Zach Edwards with another podcast for the debt-free millionaire brand and personal finance course. That's right. So we are talking about income. This is what everyone likes to hear. Everyone loves talking about income. They don't like talking about taxes and expenses and all these other things. But this year, we're going to be today, week four, day three, we're talking about yearly income. Now, with this also comes budget and savings. People like to talk about savings, not as much about budget, because that gives them control. Going back to yesterday, it gives them, what was the word? Let me think. What was it? Intention? Being intentional? That's right. That's what it was. It's being intentional with how much you spend. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about yearly income, especially around budgets. And the reason why this is important is because if you want to make money, if you want to have money in the future, you need to save and invest in your future, which means you need to budget to save money and take that money to spend it somewhere else where you know it's needed and it's going to produce something for you in the future. So that's why this talk is so important. It's about you preparing for the future. And so let's go into this just a little bit. First thing you need to ask yourself, there's three questions you need to ask yourself. This is, how much do you want to spend each year? Okay, maybe you don't know this. Think it over. This is a question that might need to be a little bit further down the line, but this is definitely a question that's needed to be known. How much do you want to spend each year? Now, the second one is, how much do you want to save? Do you want to save a lot? If you want to save a lot, then you're going to be spending less. This is why the first one is so important. If you want to save a moderate amount, then you want to spend a moderate amount. And if you want to save very little, then you won't have a future. And I don't know why you're even listening to this podcast, because this is what it's all about. Except when we get into investing, at that point, yeah, this will be a lot more, there'll be a lot more to it. Okay, so as of right now, the most important thing is to, again, find out how much you want to spend each month, how much you want to save, and then the last one is, would you like to save more? And that is by decreasing the amount that you spend and also being intentional with where you put your money. But the third one, and one of the more important questions, is, why would you save your money? What do you want? I want you to create an image board, at least in your mind, of exactly what you want to save your money for. Is it to have a bigger retirement? Is it to buy your first home? Is it to do X, Y, and Z? Please tell me. And you can email it to me or just write in your book. Again, there's a debt-free millionaire game handbook and book to help you through this task, to be able to understand the things that are going on and to be able to save and be intentional with your finances. Okay, so let's go into your budget. Now, a lot of people don't like talking about a budget, but it is basically where you're gonna put your money. It's not that hard. It's just, where are you gonna put your money? It's like every dollar that you have is part of your army. It's a soldier in your army. Where are you going to assign those soldiers in order to prepare your home for times that it might not be the best? Even if that time is going to be where you're not financially bringing a lot of money in because you're retired, you want to be able to give your soldiers, your dollars, the ability to line up in certain places and always go there, because those are your priorities. Those are where you want your money to go. So it's basically giving a name and a job for every one of your dollars. Now, of course, it's not every individual dollars. It's 50 here and 100 here and 800 here because it's rent, or a $1,200 because it's rent. Rent is definitely going up at this point. So let me show you a picture that you'll be able to understand a little bit better. This is a very simplified budget. So budget items, the essentials are on top. The non-essentials are on bottom. The top ones are usually a fixed income, or a fixed expense, meaning they don't go up and down. The first one, though, is a variable expense, because if you buy more groceries or if you buy brand names, you're going to be paying more. If you do not buy brand names and you are intentional on what you buy, make such as making a shopping list, which we talked about 2 days ago and yesterday, it's very important, then you will actually be spending less in that part of the budget. The next one, donations. Now, essential, not exactly an essential, except when you get to the place where you are comfortable, I would hope that you'd want to share that money, share extra money with people around you that need it. And I'm not talking about your neighbor or homeless. I mean, those are great ones, but also think about organizations that you know are actually putting money in good places. They're actually more efficient than you are at donating to people that actually need it. Now, at the same time I say that, there are a lot of them that are not efficient at all, and you need to figure out which ones you want to donate to, because one, they don't give their president $1 million a year. And there are a lot of them, they give them like $200,000, $300,000, even $500,000 a year. And I'm sorry, if you're donating to a cause that is volunteering and it's a nonprofit, that person's taking profit. Holy cow, that person is definitely taking profit. And it should not be that way. Now, they might be brilliant at what they do, but I'm sorry, if you work for a nonprofit, part of the mission should actually be the reason why you're there, not to make $500,000. I know, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys are not the type of people that want to be there. But at the same time, hey, you could even start up a nonprofit. Just don't take $500,000 every year from your organization, because that's $500,000 that could have gone to your cause, which is what everyone's donating to. That's why it is so important to research who you are donating to. Okay. Now, those two are not, it depends on how you look at them. They're not essential per se. The food especially is an essential, but it's not everything that you buy there is an essential. Donations, you don't have to donate. So maybe those actually could go to the bottom. But the next ones are essential. You know, you debt payments. Sorry, as long as you have debt, you have to pay those, and you have to pay it at the amount that they say, at least what they say. You might want to spend a little bit more money towards that in order to pay them off, but you do have to pay the minimal amounts. Okay, the next thing is your utilities. Of course, if you are renting, you need to actually have a place to live. And wow, this is actually, this is a bad example. Okay, we're going to go through this and show why this is a bad example of a budget. Because one of the things with this budget is, home construction. Where's your rent? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is like somebody that's paid off their house. But maybe also debt payments could be part of that rent. But here's the thing. When you're writing up your budget, don't make it like this. This is horrible. Instead, make it so that the first thing you do is you pay your debts, because you cannot get out of that. And it will hurt you more than it will help you if you do not pay it. So debt payments are one of the top ones. 1, 2, or 3. And these are the essentials. The next one is your housing. Doesn't matter if you have food, if you're on the streets. So you want to be in a house. The third one is actually utilities. Even before food, it's your utilities. You want to be able to pay so you have electricity in your house. So again, house, your rental, your mortgage, whatever that is, your debt, your utilities. Those are three major, major priorities in your budget. Okay, then there is your food. Now, food is not a fixed expense. That is a variable expense. And so because it's variable, I'm putting it down lower, because it depends on what is essential and what is not essential. Because we buy a lot of things in America that are not essential. Here's a great way of expressing this. Look at any other country. When those people, the average citizen, say in Mexico, goes to the store, what are they buying? They're not buying ice cream. They're not buying all these extra things. Most of them are buying whatever they need in order to survive. They are buying the essentials. Think of that. Not everything that you buy is an essential. You don't need ice cream. You don't need brand name cereals. Sometimes it might be buying something that's less expensive because you don't have the money to spend on it. And again, I'm preparing you through all these things. Now, the next thing, This is really funny. I don't even know why this image is here, why I even put it up here. But I guess it's a great example of what not to do when it comes to your budget, because this is all scattered. See, the next one should actually probably be, nope, that's not essential. Savings, though you want to do it, it is not an essential. Home construction, not an essential. Medical, maybe a essential. But at the same time, do you have to put money towards it right now? Do you have insurance? It might be paying off your paying for your insurance. But ultimately, the ones that I've already talked about are your essentials. And there's one other one. And this is right here. Transportation. Transportation is an essential because you have to get to your job and back. If you are working remote, transportation could be getting to the grocery store. If you are working remote, you might not need a car. If you can walk to a grocery store or take a bus to the grocery store, that might be better spent money as you save up for a better car or a better place to live or such. So again, number one, you want to have your housing taken care of. Number two, your debt paid. The reason why I say that, at least the minimums, because that will hurt you more than it will help you if you do not pay that. Your utilities. A lot of times the government has programs to help you if you can't pay for utilities right away. They step in for a little bit of time, but then they go away. Pay your utilities because that's how you survive in your house. You might have a house, but if you don't have utilities running in there, you're going to have issues. So those are the three major ones. Debt, utilities, housing. Then comes food. Now again, food, you buy your essentials. You don't need all these processed foods. Get a package of sandwich meats. Those are fairly inexpensive. A loaf of bread, cheese, maybe peanut butter and jelly. Great. Those will get you through. Those will help you survive. Ramen. Those will help you survive. I've survived off on for probably 3 out of my 4 college years. Eggs. Eggs is a big one. You make 2 eggs a day, and you're spending, depending on the price of eggs, you're spending about 25 cents for breakfast. If you eat 2 eggs in a day, and it gives you all the nutrients that you need. Just think about it. That chick that was to be formed in that egg, before it hasn't been formed because it hasn't been germinated, it has everything that you need for your body to survive for the day. So an egg, maybe ramen, maybe peanut butter and jelly, or a meat sandwich. Great. If that's all you can provide, pay for, those are the essentials. Then think about transportation. Transportation, again, is important. And I'm giving you this twice because this is so important. Okay, transportation is important to get around from point A to point B if you really need to get around. You don't need a car up front if you can't afford it. If you can't afford a expensive car, great, because you're not supposed to buy an expensive car when you're just first starting off. It's a waste of your money. A used car? Yeah, if you can spend under about $7,000, you're in a good spot. Anything above that, you're wasting your money. Bring it to a mechanic, remember. That's what I keep telling you. Okay, but now comes the non-essentials, or the ones that are less of an essential. Donations. Okay, so when you're in a good spot, donations are a need. Now, depending on your faith, many people, myself included, believe that donations is actually one of the first things to be donated. So I can actually see why they put it in the essentials. I pay 10% to God before I spend any other money, because it was with His help that I got to the place that I'm at, and with His help, I'll be able to get further than where I'm at. But that's my own beliefs. Whatever your beliefs are, that's where the donations come in first. That's where they become an essential. They become a non-essential when it's just donating to a worthy cause. Because if it's not your religious beliefs, then you might want to hold on to your money until you are able to get to a place where you're comfortable and taking care of all the essentials and then doing it. But maybe that's your first one on the non-essentials list. Also, medical. If you have medical bills, that's actually part of your debt payments. If you know you have medical things coming up, you might want to start up a savings account for that. And it does not have to be a government-funded or government-protected savings account for medical. A lot of times it becomes tax-free, the medical expenses that are put in there. Instead, take your medical and just put into a savings account. Put a $10, $20, $100 into a savings account so that in the future, if you have a medical expense, you can take it out of there and use it for future. Home construction. Now, this is, I could see this actually being essential if you purchased a house like we're going to teach you to do, and that's by buying a house that's distressed or one that has issues that you need to fix. Home construction, that could actually be part of your housing. You're buying a house that has a lot of issues or a little bit of issues, and you're going to need to fix those things. That actually might be part of that construction fund. It could also be, maybe it's just your roof that's leaking or having issues. That construction fund could pay the insurance company its deductible so that they'll actually replace your whole roof. Maybe it's that. So those are, you can actually consider essentials, off essentials. Now, the way that I explained it, hopefully will be a little bit easier for you to understand. There are the major essentials and then there are the minor essentials, depending on where you are. Now, the non-essentials, now these are 100%, they do not need to be paid for. Any of them, you do not need to buy any of these. And this is why I guess they call them non-essentials. Entertainment. You do not have to go to a movie theater each month. Sorry. But most likely, if you're paying off your debt, if you're getting out, wanting to start investing, if you want to do things, if you want to put some money into your savings, you're going to need to do things that you would not want to do, but you know that you need to do. Remember, that's what we talked about yesterday. Your needs and your wants. These are about being intentional. Your needs are intentional. Your wants are the non-intentional, intentional, which is what every grocery store, online sales company, and everything else that's trying to get your money, they're trying to get you to be non-intentional, to be not intentional with your life and your finances. So they will trick you out of being intentional in order to make more money. Again, it's not a horrible thing, especially if you know what's going on. It's just a way of doing business. So they're not doing anything underhanded. They're just doing things smart. It's the way that they run their business. And you're going to be running your business because you're going to be running it smart. And we're going to teach others so they don't fall into the traps of, at least, maybe I shouldn't say traps, that they'll be able to understand what they're going through when they're going through it. Much like when they go to the grocery store. Eggs are in the back. They're going to walk through all the different aisles of the wants, not the needs, the wants in order to get to those things of milk or those eggs. So entertainment, not an essential. How about dining out? Not essential. You do not need to eat out. You can actually make your food at home. Again, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, meat sandwich, ramen, eggs. Those are the four things that are the easiest to make and least expensive. Now you might think, oh, well, I have to spend it. For a hamburger that you're paying right now, you're going to buy meat, cheese, even mayo, and bread, all for the price of that one burger. And you will feed yourself for somewhat around 10 different meals because there's about 20 slices of bread. And you're going to have a lot more meat than you do have bread, sandwiches, depending on how much meat you put on. Same with cheese. I think it's about 12 to 20 slices of cheese, depending on the package you buy. So dining out, not essential, not needed. Please hold off. Hold off on all the snacks too. If you're trying to get debt-free, there are some things you need to cut in order to get there. Okay, next one. Big one. Everyone thinks they need to have a streaming service. Thing is, you don't need one. Because for one thing, there are like 5 or 6 different streaming services that are free. Yes, I said that they are free. There are ones out there that you can look up. I don't have them on mind. But you can look them up and find ways of going to those streaming services. And yes, you may have to buy an ad or watch an ad. You may have to watch a dozen of them throughout the episode or the movie. But they're free. Now, these might also be older shows and older movies. But they're still shows and they're still movies. And they made great movies a long time ago. Actually, a lot better than they make now. Now it seems like they just throw up these movies. Throw up. Yes, that way. Or throw them up on the board and say, oh, yeah, that's going to make money. Yeah, that's going to make money. You don't need those new ones. You need the old ones. Watch the old ones. Because one thing is you're going to save money on those streaming services. And all those ones that you would have been watching every week, once a week, and then waiting for the next, they're all going to be fully out by the time you have the money to spend on that streaming service and watch it. So yeah, that's a great, that's totally a non-essential. Gifts. Okay, it's nice to have gifts, to give gifts. But become crafty. Find ways. I mean, you have YouTube for free. Go on YouTube and find a way of creating gifts that your friends, families, and so forth will like. You don't have to spend any money on those gifts. You might have to spend a few dollars on maybe tape or glue or something like that. Okay, maybe put the money into that. And then you could actually make a ton of crafts off that. Heck, you could even make a business off those crafts. Next one, toys. Oh, big one, toys. My son loves telling me, I want that big truck. I want it jacked up and all these lights and take the muffler off so it makes these really loud sounds. And I'm like, great, where are you getting the money for that? Oh, I'll get the money. Yeah, you will. Maybe in the future, but not right now and not when you get out of high school or college, because you're going to have debt. And the faster way you can actually buy that truck is by getting out of debt. So that's what I try to keep teaching him. But he still wants it, so he'll still get it at some point. He might not get it, because when he gets into Hard Knocks, it's going to change your thoughts a little bit. You're going to say, oh, wait a second, maybe I shouldn't buy this stuff because I worked so hard to make all this money and now I have the option of buying it. And I'm like, yeah, not right now. But hold off. You do not need to buy it right now. If you buy it, again, you will waste your money, which is going to make you a lot more money in the future, especially if you continue listening to the show. Okay, and last one, others. So there are a lot of things that are others. Maybe they're not toys, or maybe you wouldn't consider them toys. A good computer, okay? You can buy a used computer for fairly inexpensive, or you can buy actually a low-end computer for not that expensive anymore. Computer prices have dropped dramatically. You do not need all the bells and whistles until you get to the place where you can actually afford the bells and whistles. So others, it's all these different things that are not essential that you don't need right now and you could have in the future. Again, the faster you get out of debt, the faster you can enjoy what you have and buy the things that you don't have. So I'm just putting that out there. That is so great when it comes to the essentials. So again, essentials are, again, we're going to go over these from the top. Essentials are your housing. You need to survive. You need a place to lay your head. Almost equal with that is your debt payments. You need to make your minimum debt payments for many reasons, but one essential thing. What is your name worth? Are you going to say to a large company, well, you know what? You're a big company, so I'm not going to keep my promises to you. Or are you going to be an honest person who says, you know what? Even though I probably shouldn't have taken this debt out, I'm going to pay it because I promised I was going to pay it back. And at some point, I'm going to get out of debt and I'm never going to get into debt again. The problem is if you don't pay your debt, they tack on additional fees. Then they go after your credit. Then all of a sudden you can't get a rental. You can't even get a mortgage and it screws up your whole life. This is why paying off your debt is near equal with your housing. Because if you took that money out, you need to pay that. Because it will hurt you so much in the future if you do not pay your debts. At the same time, they say food is essential. Now, truthfully, I was going to say this, but I actually went to the food bank a long time ago. I was dirt poor before I started going on this path. And because I was dirt poor, I went to the food bank. Now, I didn't like the fact that I was going to the food bank. I did not have the mentality that I wanted to be. I was never entitled to that food. I was never entitled to anyone's handouts. I was thankful for anything I got. So when I went to the food bank, instead of just waiting in line and going through the line, I got smart and I went behind the counter and I started serving the people that really needed it, because I should not have been there. It was because I got laid off during 2008. 2008 recession was horrible. I lost my job in two different places and then I moved up to Alaska. And I was working at the food bank before I got my dream job. And that's where I finally got into the mindset that I do not need to be here ever again. And so I stuck to it. But if you need to, you can go to the food bank. Never think that you're above the food bank, because there are a lot of good people there who are put in there in bad circumstances and situations where the food bank is necessary. So if you want to donate I tell you, you won't find a better place than a good food bank. Now, I worked for two different ones. I volunteered for two different ones. One, the lady owned it in her head and used it as her, basically her refrigerator. And she took so much from the company. This is up in Juneau, Alaska. She took so much from the food bank and stored it. And I never saw it, but the people that worked there that had been working there for a long time had actually told me that she has a freezer, a walk-in freezer full of food that all came from the food bank. So be careful on where you donate. Doesn't matter where you could donate it to, but a food bank that's good. The other one that I worked for, this is why I left the first one, went to this other one to volunteer. That one was great because every penny and the people that were running it were actually giving away their own money to keep it running. And they were doing all these things on their own dime. Just sorry, side note. It was great one time because it was in Juneau, Alaska. Everything is sent up on trailers that have refrigerators attached to them. Now, if the refrigerator is off by even less than a degree, they have to scrap all that food. One of the big ones was McDonald's. McDonald's actually lost a whole trailer full of food. And guess what happened that day? Everyone was eating McDonald's. It's right. From the burgers, the buns, the even the smoothie, milkshake mix, all of it was given out because it was 1 degree off. Now, 1 degree did not make it unsafe. 1 degree made it so they could not sell it. So, I want to give honors to McDonald's for having that policy because they didn't sell things that were not so good, and they also gave that money back to the food bank. So all those people that were going to the food bank were able to have hot dogs and hamburger, or sorry, not hot dogs, hamburgers and milkshakes and all these other things because of Walmart. So thank you, Walmart, for what is it? Over 10 years ago, somewhere down the line. And this is actually where I was starting up Historical Conquest too. So I started that because during the recession, I didn't have a job and I wanted to bring back, that's why I brought back Historical Conquest. Well, it was actually the kids that wanted it back, and so we brought it back and such. But that's time for another story. Okay, but these are your essentials. So again, because I got interrupted by my own thoughts, we have the rental or your house. Then you have your debt payments. After that, then you have your utilities because you need to be able to survive in your house that you've rented. Those are your main essentials. Then come your food. Again, you can go to the food bank if you need to. And you can live in a rental or a house that, say you lost your job, go to the food bank. They'll provide you almost all you need for the week. Really, it's that good. You might need to buy small things, but at least you don't have to buy the big things. Then comes your transportation. Again, you have to get from point X to point Y or point A to point B if you're working or if you need to go to the grocery stores. But again, it does not have to be a car. And the other ones are, as you see on this budget. So, including donations. Again, with my faith, I donate 10% right off the bat. That's for me. It's not an essential for you, possibly. But again, when you get to the place where you can actually donate, I'd say donate as much as possible. Okay, now those are the essentials, and those are the non-essentials. We've gone over each of those. And it goes more in depth in the handbook, but let's go to something that's also very important. It's your savings. Now, the reason why I'm saying savings is so important is because savings is what's going to get you to point C. You're going to jump between point A and point B, which is like work and home and just skirting by. But at the same time, point C is where you're getting ahead. By going point A to point B and just doing the essentials, you're saving enough money so you can get to point C. This is your journey. Point C is where you have enough money to do certain investments. Now, it might be different for you as it is for me, but my first essential, what I wanted, was a house. And so I did have to get a mortgage, and I was able to pay that off by selling the first house, well, the third house. First two, I went into major debt because of the recession. But that's where I wised up and started buying distressed homes. And I found one, I flipped it, and I was debt free afterwards when it comes to the house. I never had to pay another house mortgage or rent check because I took a house that was distressed and fixed it up, lived in it for 2 years at least, because that's what you have to do legally, and then sold it. And actually, I lived in that house for just over 4 years, around 4 years. And then I sold it, and I had $100,000 to put towards my next house. Nowadays, it's going to take you a little bit longer because house prices are up. But if you go from distressed house to distressed house, you're reducing the amount of money that you have to pay towards your mortgage. And the more you can do that, the easier it's going to be. So saving your money and paying it towards your debt. So you want an emergency fund. And we'll go over this later on. Sorry, something's going around my house right now. But you want to be able to get to the point where you can actually take some savings after you're done with your emergency fund. Again, I think I said it earlier, but we'll go over it later on. 6 months worth of your expenses. If you can get 6 months worth of your expenses, you're going to be set. And at that point, then you can start putting every extra dime into your debt. Because the faster you spend the money on your debt, the faster you can spend that money on other things that you think are more important, whether it's toys or whether it's an investment. For me, my biggest concern and desire was a house. And so we're going to help you get into that or do all these things. Now, there's a really fun activity as part of this chapter. It's called the Marshmallow Experiment. So go over it. Please do this activity because it will teach you a lot. It will help you with your future. And it will also show you who you are. So now, at the same time, I want to just let you know, tomorrow is not the favorite topic, but I'm going to help you get out of debt because the actual topic is new debt. I'm helping you get out of old debt. We're going to hope that you don't get into new debt. And this one is essential to listen to because debt is so important to get rid of so you don't have the stresses of life. Now, this is especially your personal debt. When it comes to your business debt, that is something else. And we're going to be talking about that later on. Because again, I'm in business debt. My company provides for that. At the same time, I don't want you getting into debt in your personal life in order to run your business, which is why we have all these steps. So this is, tomorrow will be day four, and this will be on new debt. So thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If I haven't made you a debt-free millionaire zealot, I will, if you keep listening, because I will make you a millionaire, and I will also make you debt-free if you decide. So again, this is not a guarantee because things come up. Things happen in life. And also, you make choices that I can't control. But these are the principles to get you there. So, thank you so much for listening. And as a extra little snippet, today I'm working on my strategic partners. Now, strategic partners are essential for a business. You want to know who's going to send you business, who you can send business as well, and who you can partner up in order to look better in front of your customers. People that you donate, companies that you donate, companies that you work with, all these things. You want to make sure that you actually have strategic partners and don't pick the wrong ones. This is a big one. You don't want to pick a company that's embezzling from itself. Now, you don't actually know their finances, but you can keep up with the headlines. You can listen to the things that they're saying and see what they're coming up with. All these things are essential to learn. And so this is what I'm doing today for Debt-Free Millionaire, for Zogos Gaming, and Historical Conquest. And these are essential because in order to survive, you cannot do it alone. You need your customers and you need your partners. So those are immense. And this is why we will become a million-dollar brand within 1 year. I think we are, 4 weeks in? We have about 50 weeks left. So again, within that time, we will actually get this to be a million-dollar brand. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have any questions, please email us. Go on our website. Ask us some questions. We will help you. And actually go to Zogos Gaming because that's where our website is temporarily because Debt-Free Millionaire is being revamped and produced. So we are changing some things and that will be actually released when the game is released. So we're holding off on our website until our game is released so that we can put them out and advertise for it. So this is a strategic thing, But you can go to ZogosGaming.com, get any messages, like use their forum or ask questions. They have a place to put in your questions. Ask us any questions that you might have. And in a little bit, I will give you my email address. The problem is spammers get a hold of it and let loose on those. I don't want them to get it because I want to be able to answer your emails. So we're doing it very cautiously. And I suggest that you do everything cautiously, or better put, intentionally. So thank you so much for listening to us, and we will catch you next time. That would be tomorrow, Friday. Oh, no, sorry. Tomorrow. Thursday? Yes, Thursday. Yeah. Catch you tomorrow, Thursday. That'll be week 4, day 4 of the book. So thank you again. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.